Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, it's our second day looking at some European independent street artists.
Interesting. Yesterday, we looked at Felice Verini.
Yes.
Right? And he actually, well, he's really into geometric shapes and into architectural, that kind of idea, right?
That's right. Transforming rooms, whole rooms, people. Into works of art. So he's not just working on a painting like this. He's doing a whole room.
Well, he has to be pretty good at math.
I think he must be.
Yeah.
It sounds like the kind of thing you'd need a computer to help you do. But I don't know if he does. But whatever the case is, when you go and check out Felice Verini's art, it's like actually being in the art. Because it's in a room. It's all around you.
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting experience. We also had mention of the name Jan Vorman. Remember Jan Vorman? Mm-hmm. We mentioned this man's name in the article yesterday.
Right.
But today is the day we're going to find out what Jan Vorman, the other independent artist we're looking at, what he's been doing. So, shall we check that out?
We should.
Jawohl!
Jan Vorman.
That's all the German I know. Let's go. Check out the article.
Reading. Europe's independent art scene. Felice Verini may like to use space, but German artist Jan Vorman prefers to fill it in. His projects tend to be a lot smaller than Verini's as well. Vorman travels around the world repairing cracks and holes in buildings with toy bricks. He's even filled in part of the Great Wall of China. Vorman says that there is no real meaning to this project, which he calls dispatch work. All he really wants is for people to stop, look at the colorful bricks, and perhaps wonder why they are there. It's certainly working, as people are taking a page out of his book and beginning dispatchwork projects in their own cities. This has become a worldwide activity for people to express themselves. If we take an ordinary part of life and make it special somehow, it can jolt people's minds. While Verini and Vorman have contrasting styles, that's one thing they have in common. They both use their creativity to make our world a lot more interesting. Furthermore, they can inspire people's inner desire to do something that no one has ever done before.
All right, so Felice Verini may like to use space. We know that,
we know
Don't tell us that. We know.
Right.
We know all about Felice Verini.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we read about him yesterday.
Exactly.
But today, German artist Jan Vorman is the guy we're talking about. It says Jan Vorman prefers to fill it in.
Ooh.
He likes to fill in the space and not just use it. Okay, well, all right, I think I understand that. If you prefer something, that means you like this more. Okay, so you can like two things, but if this one is number one, and this one is just, it's okay, but this one I really like, you prefer that one. Okay, so for example, if you go to a restaurant, you might look at the menu and go, ooh, I like that, and ooh, I like that, but today I prefer this one. This is the one I like more. For example, lemons are okay, but I prefer oranges.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I prefer lemons.
You prefer lemons?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Lemons just make my face go like that.
I like sour things.
Me too, but it's a little too much. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
Prefer.
Right, okay. 所以我们昨天是不是提到这个 Felice 呢,他喜欢用这个利用空间。 不过有趣的是呢,今天我们要提到的德国艺术家呢,Jan Vorman,他偏好怎么样? fill it in. 这个 fill in, OK, 我们待会来解释一下，其实是有填补的意思咯。不过首先我们先来看一下刚刚提到的 prefer 这个字呢，就是偏好的意思啦。像是呢 some people like vanilla ice cream.
Some people do.
But I prefer chocolate.
Me too.
I think vanilla is gonna be boring. But yeah, no offense to vanilla ice cream lovers. Okay, or when I think of shopping,
yes.
I prefer shopping online.
Oh, you prefer that?
Yeah.
Rather than going out.
Yeah, what about
okay.
you?
Okay.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer not to shop. Unless I'm buying books. That's the only thing I like to shop for these days.
Oh, okay.
I know, it's kind of boring. But anyway, shopping online is very handy, right? You can
right.
stay home. You can do it in your pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
and there's not so many crowds.
Yeah.
So that's why you prefer or like it more.
I'm a lazy person.
All right. Let's go back to Jan Vorman.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? His projects, it says, tend to be a lot smaller than Verini's as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Verini, remember, was using the empty space in a big room, whereas Jan Vorman is filling in the space.
Mm.
So he's like making it all full, taking that space away, but he's doing it in a smaller kind of way, which I guess is good, because filling a big room would take a long time.
Right.
So tend to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tend to 其实就是比较倾向于或是比较容易怎么样。所以其实提到刚刚这个德国的艺术家呢，他的创作的计划呢，其实也比刚刚我们提到的这个 Felice 小很多，因为他是填补嘛，所以当然不像有这个 Felice 的空间感哦。Okay, so...Let's check more about how he fills in the space.
Okay, Vorman travels around the world repairing cracks and holes in buildings with toy bricks.
Toy bricks.
Toy bricks. Interesting.
Interesting.
This is a kind of art that I have never heard of. So he travels around the world and he's kind of...
Not
repairing buildings. To repair is kind of like to fix. So imagine he walks by an old building and there's a wall, and the wall has a crack or a hole in it because, you know, many years have passed and damage happens to the wall. He doesn't just come and cover it over and paint it, make it look all new again. No, he puts toy bricks, so little plastic colorful blocks and pieces,into the
like
wall.
So
it's like, yeah, it's like he's turning little bits of the building into like a toy building. Just little bits, though.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Cute.
Where、
okay.
did he get these ideas?
So Vorman 在世界各地旅行呢我本来想说他人还蛮好的因为他会修补一些建筑物的这个 cracks, 就是裂缝啊跟坑洞。可是他是用什么东西来修补竟然是用 toy bricks, 就是玩具积木诶。诶我在想说这样子的话会坚固吗嗯 ,okay, so what kind of, places has he filled in, I guess?
Well, he's done some pretty famous places that says he's even filled in part of the Great Wall of China.Yes, the Great Wall over there in China.
The Great Wall of China.
He filled it in. I wonder if they let him do that.
Yeah, is that even legal? Okay. 所以其实呢有趣的是我们大家都知道这个中国的万里长城就是 The Great Wall of China. 哇它竟然还填补了一小部分。那其实我们刚刚一直在提到这个 fill in, 当然呢其实它除了填补的意思还有呢像是我们常常在做考试卷老师不是会说 please fill in the blanks, 就是填空这样的意思。或者呢有时候fill in 还可以用在填写表格 usually we fill in some sort of applicational forms.
Yeah, absolutely. You can also fill in a person, right, by giving them information.
Yes.
Did you hear the news? No, fill me in. Right,
yeah.
I want to know. Give me the information.
Right.
It's like my head is empty and I need stuff inside.
Yeah.
So put stuff in there. Fill my head in with information.
Mm.
All right, anyway, let's get back to the story. Vorman says that there is no real meaning to this project, which he calls dispatch work. So there's no meaning.
Okay.
That basically means that he's not doing it for any reason. He's not trying to say something about the planet or talk about politics in China.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. He's not doing anything like that. He just thinks it's interesting and kind of cool. And he calls it dispatch work.Dispatch work. Dispatch work would be something like when you're a driver and your boss calls、
okay.
and says, you know, take something to a certain place. Or a taxi driver is called by his boss and said,、
right.
and the boss says, go to this place and pick up this guy. So you're kind of being sent around the world or、
mm.
sent to different places to do your work, which is kind of what he's doing, but he's doing it by himself.
Okay, so Vorman, yeah. 他其实说这个计划是没有真的什么样所谓的意义啦。所以呢，他也有点把它称作为像什么 dispatch work, 就是派遣工作。So all he really wants is for people to stop, look at the colorful bricks, and perhaps wonder why they're there. Definitely, well,
I think people
would do
that. Absolutely. Okay, so that's all he wants. He just wants people to enjoy it, his work.
That's so cute. 所以他其实要人们可能停下来就是看一下哇这些彩色积木然后可能会想说诶怎么会有彩色积木在这里那当然他这个目的我觉得还蛮成功哦、
The article says it's certainly working as people are taking a page out of his book and beginning dispatch projects in their own cities. All right, so if something is certainly happening, in this case certainly working, that means it's definitely working for sure. There's no question about this. We know it's working. It's certainly working. For example, we could say something like, it was certainly cold last winter. Definitely, no question. It was very cold.
Definitely, certainly, 其实呢有着确实毫无疑问的这样子的意思。当然 certainly, 其实也有当然啊 of course, 这样子的意思哦。那不过呢在这里呢我们来看一下 take a page out of one's book.
Yes.
What does this phrase mean?
To take a page out of someone's book basically is to follow their advice, to maybe copy them, but certainly to learn from them.
I see.
If you're giving a person advice and saying, you should try to do this better,you might use this other person as an example. Take a page out of Bob's book. He always wakes up early so he can exercise in the morning, and that's why he's in good shape. So kind of copy or do something like that person.
我懂了，其实就是仿效某人，可能你觉得这个东西很棒。OK, 所以当人们仿效他的做法，并在自己的城市也开始这个 dispatch work, 就是派遣工作计划的时候，他的做法很确实的奏效了。Well, we're going to stop here because that phrase was actually our shortcut for you, Fritz.
Oh,
so
good.
Let's check it out.
Let's do that right now.
Shortcut for you.
Did you finish reading the book I led you?
Yes, it really helped me learn how to improve my writing.
Did it inspire you?
Oh, yes. I took a few pages out of the author's book.
Hey, don't tear pages out of my book.
To take a page out of someone's book is to follow their advice or do something the way they did it.
Now I understand. To take a page out of someone's book means 效法某人.
The author said I should draw pictures to help me be creative.
I'm glad you didn't tear any pages out because I want to read it again.
Yes, you should follow the author's advice too.
Yep, I would definitely take a page out of his book.
Okay, so yes, it's become very popular, and it seems a lot of people are taking a page out of his book and starting to do their own work. It says this has become a worldwide activity for people to express themselves. So it's not just in one place, in China or in America. It's everywhere. It's worldwide. If something is worldwide, it's
everywhere
all around the
world.
It's as wide as the world. Okay, so for example, the internet is now available worldwide, right?
Yes.
You can go to almost any part of the world and get the internet. It's not just in the rich countries or in the countries in the north. It's everywhere. It's worldwide. Another thing that's very popular worldwide, soccer.
Woo-hoo.
Soccer is a sport that is popular worldwide. Soccer is a sport that is popular worldwide.
So true. Now, if we take an ordinary part of life and make it special somehow, it can jolt people's minds.
It can definitely jolt people's minds.
That's so
to
cute.
Make it special somehow.
Wow,
somehow is a useful thing when we want to give an idea, but we're not sure. It's not really important what that idea is, okay? So it's in some way, by some way that we don't really know and we haven't really thought about anyways. How will you come to my house? Oh, somehow, bus, taxi, walk, bicycle, MRT, airplane, boat, spaceship. I don't really know, and it's not really important. Okay?
Spaceship.
That's kind of the idea. I'll go to your house. Don't worry. I'll get there. It doesn't really matter if I walk or take a taxi. I'll get there somehow.
Yeah.
For example, the doors and windows were closed, but somehow my dog got out of the house.
Wow.
The doors and windows were closed, but somehow, I don't know how, but somehow, my dog got out of the house.
Smart dog. Okay. So somehow, 就是以某种方法这样子意思哦，或是不知怎么样的方法，不重要啦。Okay, 所以呢，我们刚刚有看到 jot 这个字呢，就是有这个摇动这样子的意思。
It's like a shock.
对，所以呢，其实我们如果截取生活中的一小部分，而且用某种方法呢，让它变得很特别，那当然我们不去追究到底是什么种的方法，这可能可以摇动人们的想法哦。So while Verini and Borman have contrasting styles, that's one thing they have in common.
That's right. They're trying to jolt people. They're trying to shake us up by having us see their art in the city where we don't expect it.Even though it says their styles are contrasting or contrasting, that's another way of saying it. It basically means these are opposite, black and white, red and blue, hot and cold,
red and blue.
Spicy and sweet, or salty and sweet,
tall
and short. These are contrasting. They're the opposites. For example, Jake and his mother have contrasting ideas about what is cool. You see, she thinks going to the library and studying hard is cool.
No.
He thinks doing hip-hop dance or playing rock and roll is cool. So they have different ideas about this.
Okay, contrasting 或是 contrasting 都有着这个截然不同的或者是形成鲜明对比的、哦、所以虽然呢，刚刚我们提到的两个作家他有截然不同的风格，可是他们有个共同之处是什么呢？ They both use their creativity to make our world a lot more interesting. 他们都是运用自己的创造力或者是创意让我们的世界变得更加有趣哦。Furthermore, they can inspire people's innerdesire to do something that no one has ever done before.
Yeah, good artists do inspire people.
Right, so they can 常常可以怎么样激发或者激励人们内在的 desire 渴望去做一些事情可能从来没有人做过的事情哦。Well, I guess that's all we have for today.
Oh,
yeah, that's the end of our article.
I was enjoying that. It's
interesting. Don't worry, we still have our For You chat. We can chat a little bit more.
True enough. Okay. So please come back and join us for the chat.
For You chat.
Okay, well, Jan Vorman and Felice Verini are both doing things to make the things around us, the buildings in the city, even the walls of the buildings in the city. These artists are trying to make them look more pretty, more beautiful, right? So here's our question. Do you have any ideas that can make our living environments into more interesting places? Do you have some ideas to turn, you know, the boring city into a more beautiful place? And if so, what is your idea?
Does it have to be, like, realistic?
Sure. Well, no. Let your imagination go crazy.
Cool. Okay, well, I've always wanted, you know, like in Hansel and Gretel, they have that, the candy house thing. I think we could decorate our houses or buildings with chocolate or candy. What do you think?
What about in the summer when it's really hot?
Oh, no.
And they'll melt and they'll get covered with ants and flies.
I don't care. I just want, you know, to have gummy bears while I walk by the houses.
Okay. You might be able to do that in the winter, right? A lot of the bugs go away. It gets too cold. But the summertime, I wouldn't be coming to your house. Imagine how sticky it would be.
I want one.
You're sitting on
your
chocolate sofa watching TV in August. Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't have any great ideas.
Okay, now that's a good, it just needs a bit of work, like all good artists. So that's a very good starting idea. Just work on it. All right, how about you guys? Do you have any ideas about making our cities, our towns, our places where people go into more beautiful and interesting places? What are they? We want to know, and so do a lot of people, because it seems that the cities in Taiwan are working really hard to make themselves more beautiful.
Right.
I mean, think of how pretty Kaohsiung is now, with the river and the parks and all the lights. Yeah, so there's a lot of good ideas out there. Do you have some? What are they? Chat about it. We'll see you soon. Bye!
Europe's independent art scene. Felice Verini may like to use space, but German artist Jan Vormann prefers to fill it in. His projects tend to be a lot smaller than Verini's as well. Vormann travels around the world repairing cracks and holes in buildings with toy bricks. He's even filled in part of the Great Wall of China. Vormann says that there is no real meaning to this project, which he calls dispatch work. All he really wants is for people to stop, look at the colorful bricks, and perhaps wonder why they are there. It's certainly working, as people are taking a page out of his book and beginning dispatch work projects in their own cities. This has become a worldwide activity for people to express themselves. If we take an ordinary part of life and make it special somehow, it can jolt people's minds. While Verini and Vormann have contrasting styles, that's one thing they have in common. They both use their creativity to make our world a lot more interesting. Furthermore, they can inspire people's inner desire to do something that no one has ever done before.
Vocabulary Review.
Prefer. Japan sounds like a great place, but I would prefer to visit Brazil this year. Certainly. It's very cold outside, so you should certainly wear your heavy coat. Worldwide. Apple used to only sell PCs in the US, but it is now a worldwide brand. Somehow. Tim broke his foot early in the game, yet somehow played until the end. Contrasting. The tall, golden-haired husband and short, black-haired wife have contrasting appearances.